Married at First Sight. Chapter 3081. In Wiltspoon, Liberty opened a shop and a restaurant, and the business was very good, all influenced by Serenity and Zachary. Even if she believed in her ability, she could not erase the influence of her brother-in-law. Catherine said, "You have Serenity and Zachary taking care of you in Wiltspoon. If you can do everything smoothly, there is no sense of accomplishment. It's not like me. I have many difficulties with my home company. Even when I make achievements, others say I am taking the credit of others." Liberty said, "No matter what others say, just know that it's your own hard work." Catherine smiled. "I don't care. If I did, I wouldn't be able to hold the position of young mistress of the Farrell family." Liberty patted her shoulder and said, "Come on." Mutual encouragement. The two were competitors, but they also admired each other. Both Liberty and Audrey thought that if Catherine took charge of the Farrell family would be much better than it was back then. They must determine whether Catherine's mother actually killed the previous head of the Farrell family or if he or she died in an accident. They are the descendants of the Farrell family's previous head. They wanted the truth. They would naturally seek retribution for their ancestors if Catherine's mother really did kill the previous head of the Farrell family. As for the position of the next head of the Farrell family, she would naturally take it back if she could. If she didn't want to take it back, she could leave it to Catherine. Audrey meant to take it back and let Liberty take charge of the Farrell clan. The battle between Liberty and Catherine would not come to an end overnight. Deep down in her heart, Catherine didn't want the Farrell family, but as the daughter of the Farrell family, she had no choice. She wanted Liberty to take power, but she was also afraid not that Liberty would kill her if she took power, but that when the truth came out, her biological mother had killed Liberty's grandmother, and even if they were relatives, they would become enemies. The previous head of the family and her family, except for her two daughters, were all dead. Too miserable. If she were the descendant of the previous head of the family, she would be filled with hatred. Why would she want to coexist peacefully with the daughter of her enemy? Catherine asked, "Winter vacation is about to begin. Do you want to bring Sunny over to play during the winter vacation? I have to go back to Wiltspoon during the winter vacation. Why should I pick him up here? Jensberg is too cold. It's okay to come here for a day or two occasionally. I'm afraid Sunny won't be able to bear it if he stays here for a long time." Liberty actually didn't want Sunny to come to Jensberg often. After thinking for a while, Catherine said, "That's right, Jensberg is too cold and not as warm as Wiltspoon. I want to go to Wiltspoon to celebrate the new year. It's warm." Liberty invited, "You can go if you want. You can stay at my house. I already have my own house. It's just Sunny and I who live there. There are many empty rooms in the house." After Catherine was silent, she said, "Let's forget it. My mother won't let me get too close to you. She reminds me all the time that you and I are enemies." After finishing speaking, she sighed again, "Liberty, I don't want to be your enemy. I just want to interact with you like relatives. No one wants to be an enemy of others. Why would Liberty want to be an enemy? My mother is going on a long trip in 2 days and wants to see an old friend." Catherine said it suddenly. Liberty's eyes flickered, and she didn't ask further. but she took these words to heart. "Sunny, do you want to go shopping? Can I take you out for a walk?" Catherine asked Sunny. Sunny looked up at her, then went to play with his toys again and replied, "Auntie, I don't want to go out. It's so cold outside, but it's warm and comfortable in the hotel." "Catherine, don't you like seeing snow anymore?" "Sunny, I like it, but it's so cold. Having lived in Wiltspoon for a long time, the winter temperature is always over 10 degrees. When Sunny came to Jensburg, he was very happy when he first saw the snow and had a great time. After the excitement, there was coldness. Married at First Sight. Chapter 3082. Even though Sunny was wearing a lot of clothes, he still felt cold. My mother and Uncle Louis also went shopping in the morning. This was the main reason for Sunny's refusal. Catherine smiled and said, "Okay, next time I have a chance, I will take you to the children's amusement park." "Okay." Sunny readily agreed. Catherine stayed at the Fortress Hotel for 2 or 3 hours, then left. After getting in the car, Catherine said to Mr. Fraser, "Mr. Fraser, take me to the largest indoor children's playground in Jensburg." Mr. Fraser turned his head to look at her and asked, "Do you want to play?" Catherine pursed her lips and said, "I don't play, but I want to see the innocent smiles of children to heal my heart that is riddled with holes." Mr. Fraser said, "Miss, you're too serious. You're young, don't say such vicissitudes of life." Catherine said, "I have experienced a lot. Before a person grows old, his heart grows old first." Mr. Fraser smiled and said, "When we get to the amusement park later, miss, you can also play all over. I will accompany you." Catherine said, "Okay." Mr. Fraser said, "Miss, fasten your seat belt, I'm getting ready to drive." Catherine started to fasten her seat belt. After fastening her seat belt, she looked up at Mr. Fraser and suddenly said, "Mr. Fraser, if I borrow some seed from you to have a baby, would you like it?" Mr. Fraser, who had just started the vehicle, immediately turned it off again. He turned his head to look at Catherine, and his expression was shocked. His eyes were unfathomable. "Miss, I see you didn't drink during lunch." Mr. Fraser said it seriously. "I'm not drinking. I'm very sober. I've thought about this problem for a long time. I can't get married unless I don't have to take over the Farrell family, so that I can marry and have children like a normal woman." Mr. Fraser said, "Miss, you can take a husband. I don't want to marry. How good can a man be if he is willing to be the son-in-law of my Farrell family? Most of them are men, like my father. I would rather be an old aunt for the rest of my life than marry such a man." Holden was her biological father, and she had no choice. But she could choose the father of her child. Let her choose, she will not choose a man like her biological father. "Miss, Mr. Fraser didn't know what to say for a while. She wanted to borrow a seed to have a baby, and he could borrow it, but he wanted to lend it to her in a practical way." Catherine said, "You don't have to answer in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry to give birth to a successor. I'm still a successor now. Let's wait until I actually take over the Farrell family before we talk about this issue. I think there will be results within the next 2 years. If I really want to give birth to a successor, I should give birth before the age of 35 and do in vitro fertilization. Mr. Fraser's eyes were deep. Yes, don't be in a hurry now. He slowly captured her heart, and when they got married, it would be natural for them to give birth to a successor. Under normal circumstances, all-around assistants were not allowed to get married and have children. If they wanted to get married and have children, they could only do so with the person they wanted to assist, that is, the head of the family or the young mistress. Mr. Fraser fell in love with Catherine. He wanted to get married and have children. He had only one way to go to the end, and that was to let Catherine fall in love with him, and the two of them became husband and wife, which was the best destination for him. He would be loyal to Catherine for the rest of his life. Of course, even if he and Catherine did not become husband and wife, he would remain loyal to Catherine for the rest of his life. If she is happy, even if she is not with him, he will bless her. He followed her silently, doing things for her and protecting her, and seeing her happy made him happy too. Married at First Sight Chapter 3083 Mr. Fraser said, "Then let's wait until later. Miss, if you need me, I will be happy to serve you." Catherine smiled and said, "Don't talk like a cowherd." Mr. Fraser's ears turned red. Catherine said, "Mr. Fraser, do you never talk about relationships? I just asked you this question, and your ears turned red with embarrassment. Emotionally, you must be a blank slate." Mr. Fraser started driving again and said, "While driving, we learn everything, but we don't get involved in relationships. Love is a natural instinct of human beings, there is no need to learn it." He was absolutely devoted to other women. But toward Catherine, he was not that cruel. Maybe he knew that if he fell in love, he would only fall in love with Catherine, so he didn't put his feelings on guard against Catherine. After getting a long day and night, he had Catherine's beautiful image in his heart. Without asking for anything in return, he would be satisfied if he could love her silently and protect her. Of course, it would be better if there was something in return. It's good. Love is beautiful, but it also hurts. Catherine said, "It would be really exciting to have a love like Serenity and Zachary, Liberty and Mr. Lewis." Mr. Fraser said in a gentle voice, "Miss, you will be able to meet a man who will be devoted to you in the future." Catherine looked at him quietly without speaking. Mr. Fraser drove calmly. I guess Catherine knew what he was thinking. He acted like nothing was wrong. Catherine asked, "Mr. Fraser, if I can't take over the Farrell family, can you still stay by my side?" "Mr. Fraser, miss, why are you asking such stupid questions? People like us, as soon as we leave school, only do one thing in our lives." Regardless of whether Catherine could take the position or not, he was assigned to Catherine's side and would follow Catherine for the rest of his life. Even if Catherine becomes a beggar and goes to the street to beg, he will go to the street to beg with Catherine and never leave her in this life. Catherine leaned back on the car seat and said, "Then I'll feel relieved." She was also afraid that if she didn't take over the Farrell family, Mr. Fraser would leave her and become an all-around assistant to the real head of the family. Fortunately, he would never leave her. Liberty called Audrey. After Audrey answered the phone, she told Audrey what Catherine told her. "Auntie, could the old friend that Matriarch Farrell traveled far away to meet be my grandmother's all-around assistant? They also thought about looking for an all-around assistant, but they didn't know each other. There was a huge crowd, and they didn't know where to find someone. Audrey had met each other when she was a child, but decades have passed and Audrey has no impression of the uncle beside her mother. All she knew was that the opponent was tall, good at martial arts, and could fight well. He was very loyal to her mother and was always there for her. Other than that, Audrey couldn't remember anything related to the other party. Audrey thought for a while and said, "It's also possible that the one who can make her travel far away to meet him is really him. Her second aunt must have remembered her mother's assistant." After Liberty went to Jensburg, she found out that Matriarch Farrell had been looking for a man for decades. That man was said to be someone close to her grandmother. Married at First Sight. Chapter 3084. Liberty guessed that the other party may have known about the conspiracy. After her grandmother's family died, she was afraid that she would be silenced. She may have fled Jensburg with some useful evidence, and her whereabouts have been unknown since the beginning. Otherwise, Matriarch Farrell would not have been looking for him for decades. I will talk to Zachary later and ask him to communicate with the Buchaim family. The Buchaim family will arrange for people to follow Matriarch Farrell. Their people are good at this and are elusive. They are more suitable for tracking than our people. If the person Matriarch Farrell was going to meet was really the assistant of the previous head of the family, she would definitely be on guard against being followed. If an ordinary detective or bodyguard followed Matriarch Farrell, she would easily discover him and alert him. If Matriarch Farrell discovered her, she would suspect that Catherine had leaked her whereabouts. Matriarch Farrell only told Catherine about this matter. Liberty, well, then Auntie, hurry up and tell Zachary. I pretend to know nothing here and won't send anyone to follow her and inquire. Audrey, Liberty, you are right. Let's not make any moves on the surface. Just pretend we don't know anything. It's also possible that Matriarch Farrell is testing Catherine. Even if she is her biological daughter, she may not trust her 100%. Audrey suspected that Matriarch Farrell might test Catherine with this move. It is true that Catherine is her biological daughter, but Catherine did not grow up by her side. The most important thing is that Catherine still has a conscience and has relatively upright views. This makes Matriarch Farrell think that her biological daughter may not be of the same mind as her. If there is evidence that she killed her sisters, Catherine will 99% kill her and send her to prison with her own hands. Liberty didn't expect this, and she broke into a cold sweat. She said, "Will Catherine be in danger? Catherine only told you and didn't tell anyone else. There will be no danger." Audrey reassured Liberty not to worry about Catherine. Tiger poison doesn't eat its children. My second aunt only has a daughter, Catherine. No matter how poisonous she is, she won't kill Catherine. At most, she won't let Catherine take over so quickly. So, none of our people should move. Audrey said. We are keeping an eye on Matriarch Farrell. She must have sent people to keep an eye on us. However, it would be difficult for Matriarch Farrell to keep a close eye on people like them. Wiltspoon was the territory of these big families. How could Matriarch Farrell be allowed to stretch out such a long hand and stare at them? When Serenity and Zachary were having their wedding, Matriarch Farrell came over to have a wedding banquet and left someone behind in Wiltspoon. Zachary pulled her out. After that, Matriarch Farrell became very careful. Now that she thinks about it, there are still people who, even if they are hiding very secretly, dare not show up. If they show up, they will be pulled out. In this case, it is quite difficult for Matriarch Farrell to know the current situation of Audrey and others. Liberty said, "Auntie, I understand. Sunny and Duncan are back." Audrey changed the topic. Liberty said helplessly, "On the plane in the evening, both of them said they would have dinner with me before going back. Duncan doesn't want to go back even more than Sunny. Sunny remembered going to kindergarten tomorrow. Duncan didn't care whether the leader of Lewis and Co. was in place or not, he just wanted to be with Liberty." Audrey smiled and said, "Then let him stay there with you and let the bodyguards come back with Sunny. He's not at ease. I said Sunny was about to go on winter vacation. I'll be back home when the winter vacation comes, and it won't take long for us to see each other every day. It's not easy for him to wait for you to agree. At this moment, he is truly in love with you, and it's normal for him to be reluctant to let you go." Audrey smiled heartily, which made Liberty on the other side of the phone blush. Liberty said, "Auntie, I went to help Sunny pack his things. Catherine came over for dinner and bought him toys and new clothes. He has too many toys. There were so many that there was no place to put them. Sunny couldn't play that much either. Married at First Sight." Chapter 3085. Liberty found an excuse to end the call. She moved the phone away from her ear, turned around with it in hand, and looked at Duncan, who was playing with Sunny. Everyone liked to tease her and Duncan. Liberty walked over, sat down next to Duncan and Sunny, looked at Sunny with a smile, and asked him, "Sunny, can we spend the new year with Uncle Lewis?" Sunny asked back, "Uncle Lewis won't celebrate the new year with us, who will he celebrate with?" "Liberty." Sunny had long regarded Duncan as a family member and had become accustomed to each other. Liberty reached out and touched Sunny's head, looked at Duncan, and asked him, "Years ago, before the Civil Affairs Bureau went on holiday, I rushed back. We can go through the marriage procedures and get the certificate first. When your leg injury is fully recovered, what do you think if we have another wedding?" Duncan denied her arrangement. "Liberty, I don't want to get the certificate in silence. I want to propose to you. If you agree to my promise, we can go get the certificate and get married. I can walk a few steps now, but it's still a little difficult for me to kneel down and propose. Just give me a little more time. If it doesn't work this year, it will definitely work in the first half of next year." The new year was not far away. No matter how hard he tried to recover, he could not move freely during the new year. He could only let Liberty wait a little longer. In short, he would not wrong Liberty. What others had, Liberty would have, and what Liberty had, others might not have. Liberty said softly, "I am a divorced woman. Marrying you is a second marriage. In fact, it can save a lot of procedures." Duncan said, "No, I don't care how many times you are married. If you marry me, you will be the person I will cherish for the rest of my life. I will never let you be wronged." He held Liberty's hand and asked gently, "Liberty, give me a few more months, okay?" After looking at him for a moment, Liberty nodded. She took the initiative to lean on his shoulder. Sunny looked up at the two people and continued to play with his toys. Liberty came to her senses and quickly separated from Duncan. Fortunately, they didn't do anything inappropriate for children, and they ignored the big light bulb in Sunny. "Sunny, I'm not a little light bulb. I haven't grown up yet. How can I become a big light bulb?" Audrey's guess was not wrong. Matriarch Farrell came back after Catherine left the house. She didn't go far, she just gave her daughter the illusion that she had gone out. After returning, she locked herself in the study for a long time. Until evening, her assistant knocked on her study door. The assistant entered the study and saw her standing in front of the window with her back to the study door, one arm around her waist, and a cigarette in the other. The smell of tobacco was very strong in the study. She smoked all afternoon. The assistant closed the study door, walked behind her, and called softly, "Madam." "Matriarch Farrell, Catherine went to see Liberty, right?" The assistant, the eldest lady, went to the Fortress Hotel and invited Liberty and Duncan to dinner. She also gave some meeting gifts to Duncan and Sunny. "Matriarch Farrell, did they say something?" The assistant replied, "Well, I don't know. In the York family's territory, it's not convenient for me to go near the private room where they eat." However, Liberty didn't have any special reaction after the eldest lady left. Now he is sending Duncan and Sunny to the airport. They will fly back to Wiltspoon tonight. Tomorrow is Monday, the beginning of another week. Those who work should go to work, and those who go to kindergarten should go to kindergarten. Duncan and Sunny naturally wanted to return to Wiltspoon. "Matriarch Farrell, where did Catherine go after that?" The assistant, "She went to the largest indoor amusement park in Jensburg with Mr. Fraser." "Matriarch Farrell, what is she doing there?"